Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast.
Hey.
It's me, Mansrat.
And Vanderdecken. Jeez, I was trying to think of the... I was wondering if it started with Van.
It does, okay. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I like... Thank you for remembering.
Anyways, welcome. I'm the one that typed the description of the episode. That's so true. It's just more in my head.
I just, you know? Like, yeah.
You're just there. You show up. I'm just kidding.
It's true. I'm here.
You are, and I appreciate
that. That's what you get.
I mean, I'm good.
How was your week?
It was good. I can't think about anything that happened.
I mean, we had our Friendsgiving, but that was together.
Yeah. And we took a picture with the sign that says, lipstick makes
Did you see that I put
better.
That in my little Instagram thing?
It made me laugh.
It's a good picture.
It is a good picture. We look so happy to be holding it.
I love that Parker is so mad at that sign. It's so funny.
I mean, okay. It is the most white mom thing you could ever have.
On a bad day, there's always lipstick.
That's it.
Or live, love, laugh.
Ooh, yeah, that one's...
If only that was up there on the mantle.
Or anything that says home sweet home on it.
Or, like, honestly, anything that has, like, live by itself.
Anything.
Or
anything.
Love. Anything that involves that. Gosh.
Anything with a word that starts with an L needs to go.
Needs to go. No laughter in my house. No, sir.
We have a strict home in
love,
here.
Love, what is that? Live?
You just live here.
You must
no way.
Die.
It's just a cemetery.
No. We got real loud.
Yeah, we really
We think
just,
we're funny.
We think we're so funny.
We really
it's
do.
Not okay.
It's sad. Oh, God.
You know, I was listening to David's podcast, and I was like, wow, you know, I feel like we would have more fun doing this sort of thing.
What,
but,
just,
yeah, just like a comedy one, because both of us think we're hilarious, but here
we
are.
We can feed off of each other doing it. Like,
anything.
Literally for, like, 10 hours, so I don't know.
I know. Why did we...
It would be so much easier to fill up time.
It would be.
Goodbye, guys. Welcome to our comedy podcast.
Laughter slumber party.
Oh, no, you can't say that!
Wait, oh, I'm sorry. Humor slumber party.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, welcome back to our horror slumber party. Oh, my name's Emily.
No, we already said our names. Montserrat and... I'm Jeanette, if you want to be generic.
Well, that can be our last name. You can be Jeanette Vanderdecken, and I can be Emily Montserrat.
Oh my god, okay.
That sounds good to me. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't have last names anymore. Those are our stage names, guys.
What a beautiful stage name.
Thank you. I thought so, too.
I was talking about mine.
Oh. But mine has the word rat in it. You
mine
can't
has
just...
Derdecken.
That
what?
Sounds very
Vanderdecken.
Southern. I know it's obviously not Southern because it happened in Europe, but it sounds very, like, Midwestern, you know?
Yeah, I see that.
Like, it sounds like something...
If y'all want to know what we're referring to, go back to our other episode.
Episode 13.
If you hadn't heard it already.
But that's not what we're talking about today.
Sad. Okay.
So, today, we are talking about the murder of Elizabeth Short. Have you heard of her before?
No.
I have a feeling you will recognize what she's also referred to as the Black Dahlia.
No.
Really? Okay, it's one of the most infamous unsolved murders. Oh, spoiler alert. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll solve it. Don't worry.
You know, we usually do that. We usually solve
mm-hmm.
it.
I think we've only done one, though, unsolved one. Two.
Right? What was the other one? We did Jeanette De Palma.
Oh, maybe I was thinking about Jeanette first and then Jeanette again.
We didn't do two Jeanettes that
I
were
know,
unsolved.
I'm saying, like, I just thought of it twice.
Yeah, I have no idea what other unsolved...
What
but
episodes
I'm have we done?
One. Dude, I don't know.
Why do we not know what we've done?
But I like that you were going to get cupcakes with 15 on.
I was, but I forgot to, so whoops.
We need to do that for our 100th.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
You can, I'll either come down here or you can go to, in Dallas.
Okay.
We'll
oh my gosh, wait. Oh, 100. That's like so far away.
I mean, we do them quite frequently. I don't
That's true.
It'll come sooner or later.
So Jeanette DePalma is our only one. Okay, so let me tell you about Elizabeth Short. So she was born on July 29th, 1924 in Hyde Park, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And then after she was born, her parents moved her family to Medford, Massachusetts. So let me tell you about her father and what a dirtbag he was. Oh. So his name was Cleo Short, and every time I read Cleo, I just think of HG.
Cleo!
Yeah.
Every Cleo! <single time. laughs>
Literally Hold every on, time. Wait,
this is off topic, but on TikTok, there's a video. Have you seen the ones where it's like Have you seen the ones where it's like, my boyfriend speaks a different language or whatever, like he says things funny? There was one where it was like, my boyfriend's Australian, and he says something funny. Okay, say Nike. And it's just her, but with a mustache on, and she says, Cleo! Anyways,
that's it's so funny. Okay, so anyway. So Cleo Short, he made a living by designing and building miniature golf courses. Which is, it's something.
What, that ain't it, or what?
I mean, no, that's actually kind of what I'd want my job to be, you know, like put a giant gorilla right there, like...
But oh, no.
That's the dream.
No, have the gorilla laying down on his tummy and his mouth open wide so that the ball goes through the gorilla and he poops it out.
I think that's incredible. Why? Okay, Cleo, can you hire us? Even though I just called you a dirtbag, like, live on the
and made fun of his name.
And also, you're totally dead now. I'm pretty sure you're not alive anymore.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Okay, so anyway.
We can do it on our own.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna... Okay, so we don't need our degrees anymore.
Right.
Okay, sounds good.
I mean, we can save money by quitting school, you know? So.
That's true, except... Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah.
No, except that's true. Okay, so anyway. Whenever the Great Depression hit in 1929, he abandoned his wife, her name was Phoebe, and five daughters.
Dang.
I know. Yeah, he just peaced out. And then he faked his suicide. And the way that he did this was he left an empty car near a bridge, which led to a river. So they just, like, had him believe that he jumped into the river, basically. That's how he did that. So Phoebe, her mother, had to raise the five girls on her own. She worked multiple jobs, but most of the money apparently came from public assistance, which is so sweet. Also, I'm getting all of my information on this from blackdahlia.web, which I, you know, pretty valid source, yeah.
Yeah.
And then one day, she received a letter from Cleo.
Cleo!
Who had moved to California. And apparently, he was just like, hey, I'm sorry, can I come home? And she was like, no. That's her backstory. There you go. So.
Right. Straight to the point.
So Elizabeth was very pretty. See, this is a picture of her.
Oh, wow.
Like, she was very, very pretty. And she always was told that she looked older and acted more mature than she was. She really liked movies. Like,
same.
She really liked movies. And I have a few quotes by, like, some people that she knew. So this is by her Medford classmate. Bette was a porcelain china doll with beautiful eyes. Think of them as blue, but sometimes would change depending on the color she wore and became greenish. That was by Anna Doherty.
Doherty?
Yeah, Doherty.
Fun. Yeah. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Doherty. Or Doherty? I'm sorry, Anna. I'm really sorry.
I thought it was Daughtry for a second, and you were just pronouncing it wrong, but no, it's not Daughtry.
Okay, so anyway, so this is a quote by Bob Pakios. Pakios? Maybe I should pick good. Quotes that maybe. I can actually read their names.
That doesn't make life interesting.
That's true. Okay, so here's a quote from him, who was also a neighbor and a classmate. She was always friendly, never at a loss for words. It wasn't just that she was so pretty. There are lots of pretty girls. There was something different. She was someone you liked to watch, the kind of girl that might sneak looks at you but would get tongue-tied if she spoke to you. That walk of hers. It wasn't put on. She always walked that way, even in junior high. I always thought that she had a glass of water on her head. She wouldn't spill a drop. Which, okay. I picked that one just because it's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But, you know, this was a different time. Somehow it was more normal to be creepier.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess so.
So this is by Emma Pacius.
Hey, Emma.
So I'm assuming it's a sister, or I don't know her relationship to Bob. But her hair was very dark black. She liked to be admired. No one had bad thoughts about her. I just liked her. Once you saw her, you couldn't forget her. Mm. So there's just a few quotes about
her. I wonder if that's, like, something people think of me. Like, gosh, she's just so beautiful. Once you see her, like, you won't forget her, you know?
Maybe Emma Pacius would think that. But, again, I'm pretty sure she's dead at this point. Because this quote was in the 1940s.
Well, I hope she thinks that about me.
Emma, please comment down below. Let us know if you think Jeanette is pretty.
Please.
Okay, anyway.
And if you don't think so, sad, but still comment yes.
Please, Emma. Okay, so whenever she was older, Cleo offered her a job in California. Or I'm sorry, not a job. She offered her residency, so a place to live in California, if she was able to find a job. So she moved there because she knew that she wanted to live in California because she wanted to be a star. That was her whole thing. She wanted to make it
she
big.
She looks like an old movie star.
Yeah. Yeah. She was also in American Horror Story, Murder House.
What?
Yeah. Have you seen Murder House?
I mean, yeah, but, like, she acted in it?
No. Like, her case was in it.
Yeah.
Once I tell you about what happened, I'm sure you'll remember. This is a case that people have heard about, I promise.
Okay, go on.
This is very infamous. So she moved to live with him in early 1943, but then the relationship got strained because apparently she was lazy, had poor housekeeping, and bad dating habits. And then he kicked her out in mid-1943. So she lived with him for like half a year. And then he was like, all right, we're all done with this. So not a big fan of him. So, okay. There was a cut right there because we just got a new speaker in my living room and my father decided to start playing rap music on it really loudly, like 90s rap music, like really loudly.
I loved it.
In the middle of us recording.
I wish we were able to keep that in. But
I know. We have a video of it though, and in the video I zoom in on the Christmas tree. So,
it's great.
It works out. Okay, so let me tell you more about this. So, she started working as a cashier at the Post Exchange in Camp Cook. And apparently she won the title of Camp Cutie of Camp Cook.
Oh. That's a lot of C's.
Yeah. Here is a picture of her mugshot, which we'll get into in a minute.
Oh, wow.
You know? So, just so, like, she was pretty. That was the whole reason I showed you that.
Anyways.
So she was apparently very vulnerable and wanted a relationship to end in marriage. So, quote unquote, she was not an easy girl. That's what it referenced as. So I'm assuming, you know.
Okay.
You know what that means. So she became uncomfortable there, which is fair because they basically were like, you won a beauty contest, one that she like didn't enter herself in, because that's just creepy.
Yeah.
Like very
creepy.
That is
odd.
That makes me feel weird. And so she went to go live with one of her friends who lived in Santa Barbara. So during this time, she had her only run-in with the law, as this says. I'm just going to read this for word for word. She had been with a group of rowdy friends in a restaurant until the owners called the police. Elizabeth was underage, so she was booked and fingerprinted.
That,
but she was never charged.
That was why.
Yeah, that's the only reason. So this poor girl, like she...
Who would call the cops on that?
I don't know. Probably because they knew that there were some underage people there as well.
I guess so, yeah.
But keep in mind, she's like 20 in that. Doesn't that just make you feel great about yourself?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so then she moved back to California. Wait, no, she's still there right now.
Hold on.
The police officers arranged for her to be sent back to Massachusetts. And then she just moved right back to California, but she moved to Hollywood.
Oh.
So, whenever
Hollywood,
she moved...
Here I come.
Stop. So, in Los Angeles, she met a pilot named Lieutenant Gordon Fickling.
Ooh, Fickling.
And they fell in love, you know, all that good stuff, and they decided that they were going to get married. However, then he got shipped out to Europe. And so, you know, that kind of put a halt in it.
That sucks.
So, she had some modeling jobs, but, like, it just, like, she didn't have a full career.
It makes sense.
You know?
I feel like that's how modeling is, though. It's never really an actual career. Yeah. You just have to get gigs after
an unfortunately. Yeah.
That's why I decided to not do that.
Is that why you decided not to be a model? Because it wasn't stable enough?
Exactly.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Good for you. So she began dating, just like dating around, you know, and then she fell in love with a pilot named Major Matt Gordon.
Did she only like pilots?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know, man.
Those are her standards. Pilot.
Yeah. It was like on a, like she had a Tinder profile and it just said, don't swipe right if you're not a pilot.
And if you do, you're a liar.
Wow. Okay. So anyway, he also promised to marry her, but then he was killed in action in India. So apparently she had a mourning session in which she said that Matt was her husband and that they had a baby that had died during childbirth. So she went through, like, a major, like, depressive episode, which is so sad.
That is sad.
So she began talking again to Gordon Fickling.
Gordon Ramsay?
Yes, Gordon Ramsay. They were just chatting. So she began falling for him again. And then she moved back to California. Wait, what? No, she's still in California. Why do I keep saying that? So she moved to Long Beach.
Keep going back.
Well, she does keep going back is the thing. So she moved to Long Beach and then she moved to California just to keep like pursuing her dreams. So now we get to the rough part. Okay.
Here we go.
So this is titled Her Final Days.
Sad.
So she did housework for a French family and continued like late night partying and dating. And apparently she was enamored by a man named Robert Red Manley. M-A-N-L-E-Y. Yeah, his last name is
literally Manley.
Yeah, literally Manley.
Ooh, he's so manly.
But he had a pregnant wife at home.
Aww.
Yeah. He admitted that he was attracted to her, but he never slept with her. And they had an on-again, off-again for a few weeks. So there you go. And then they went to a party in Hollywood. She asked him for a ride back. And he paid for a hotel room and then went to the party with her. And he slept on the bed and she slept in a chair. Which, like, okay, dude. That's just rude. I mean, I know you're paying for the room.
Give her to bed.
Or, like, at least, I feel like he didn't even offer, though. You know?
I mean, if he's literally cheating on his wife with a baby, he's not going to offer her a bed.
Yeah. So, anyway. her body, we're just getting right into this, I'm sorry. Her body was found on January 15th, 1947. It was in the morning. So let me, now you will likely remember this case. So let me tell you about a woman named Betty Bersinger, who was a local housewife, and she was walking with her 3-year-old daughter.
Aww.
Yeah, it's rough. So they were walking along, and then on the sidewalk, they noticed something white. And it looked like a mannequin. Like, she said that it literally looked like a mannequin. And then upon further inspection, it was unfortunately a body that had been severed in half and all of the blood had been drained from her body.
Oh my gosh.
So it was an entirely nude body. All of the blood had been drained. It's terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. And so, you know, she realized that it wasn't a mannequin and went and called the police. You know, obviously. So Let me tell you about how the body was, okay? See, this is terrifying, right? Like, it just absolutely terrifying. She had a cut on her face from her smile to ear to ear. She had, like, a Joker sort of smile. There is bodies, or, whoops. There is pictures of the body that I can show you if you're interested.
I do.
Okay, but let me, like, explain it a little bit more. So, it seems as though she was tortured, is how it looked. But she was laying on her back with her arms raised above her legs. Wait, arms raised above her shoulders. And her second half of her body, I hate that, was a couple feet away, I think. And her legs were, like, wide open. Like, yeah. And the thing is, her body was cleanly sliced. And there was no blood at the scene. No blood.
Well, they must have done it somewhere else.
Yeah, but, like, that's so experienced.
No, yeah.
Like, there's no way that it was just, like, a dude that, like, didn't do it. Like, that had never done this before, you know? Or a girl. I don't know. So they determined that her body was... Sorry. That her body was planted. Sorry, I'm taking my boots off, so I'm, like, moving. Why don't I just stop talking for a second? I'm really just making it more difficult. So they determined that her body had been planted there after being killed. So there were a lot of cuts and abrasions over her entire body, and there were rope marks on her wrists, ankles, and her neck. So let me... tell you.
That is so gross.
Oh, yeah. No, it's awful.
I don't understand why people want to do this.
I mean.
People do have a kink for torturing people.
Though. Oh, no. It's awful.
Well, you know the McKamey Manor or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I think that guy has a kink for torturing people.
Oh, without a doubt.
That's why he does it.
Yeah. Oh, it's awful.
I was watching his videos on YouTube of the manor. How horrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
He starts, like, torturing them before they even sign the waiver, and I don't think that's right.
I know. No, that's absolutely not right. Yeah, anyways. No, I was watching a video of a girl that had, like, lived through the manor and stuff like that. Like, it just got posted a few days ago. I'll send you a link to it. It's a pretty long video, but it's really interesting. It. Yeah. Okay, so here is a picture of that. I'll get, detailed picture, unfortunately, in a little bit, because there are autopsy pictures. So, there were a lot of lacerations on her head. Like, just a bunch of lacerations. And it seemed as though the way that she had died from being hit in the head, is what the autopsy had claimed.
Oh, okay.
So.
Wait, so you think they did all that after getting hit in the head?
I believe it was, she got cut in half, unfortunately, after being killed.
Oh, well, I mean, but, at least she was after.
Yeah.
I mean, that's better than...
Yeah. No, I think so. Yeah, it was hemorrhage and shock due to concussion of the brain and lacerations on the face. So that was her official cause of death.
Oh, okay.
Although, let me read this quote for quote. Although the Los Angeles Police Department will not comment on specifics of the weapon used to sever her body, it is believed that the killer used a butcher knife and eventually sawed her in two. So, we have that information. This one is rough, man. Like, this one's really rough.
They're all rough.
Yeah, no, you're right. So, let me tell you a little bit more about her body. So, there were a lot of abrasions and lacerations, and there was a complete incision that almost went straight through her abdomen, and there were multiple crisscross, as it says, lacerations in the suprapubic area, which extend through the skin and the soft tissues. So, there is that. Fun, right?
Did he, like, rape her, too? Or whatever it is?
Because
it said that was...
Yeah.
I read ahead, and it said something about the anal cavity.
Don't read ahead. I'm sorry. So they did look for sperm on the body, and nothing was found. So, but keep in mind, like, it was very cleanly done. Like, yeah. It easily could have been, or not easily, obviously, but it could have been taken away like that. Yeah. But the anal opening was dilated an inch in, 1 1/4 inches in diameter. And there were multiple abrasions there as well. So, yeah. There were also lacerations in both of her kidneys, which is terrifying. Also, my father just walked in, heard all of that. So that's why I was like, I don't know. there was also a piece of skin fat within, like, on her leg, I believe, that was from her breast. Like, so they, like, cut off a piece of her breast and put it, like, on another part of her body.
Like, they sewed it on there, or yeah. They just put it... Why? What?
Why any of this, honestly?
I mean, yeah, it's true, but why that?
But her stomach was also filled with what seemed to be feces.
Ew.
Which is awful and so sad. But apparently, many of the lacerations, including the dilation of the anal opening, were done after her death. Terrifying.
So it's like they just had fun with a dead body.
That could be it. It's more than likely what happened there, which is awful.
Because, I mean, it sounds like they just did all the stuff after the... Yeah. After she died.
Which is sad. Yeah. So... There you go. There's that information. And, well, as I said at the beginning, this is unsolved.
Entirely American unsolved. Horror Story.
You're right. American Horror Story solved it, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, there were a few suspects. But this is one of the cases that, because it was unsolved, a bunch of people were admitting to it. Like, just to get popularity, basically.
What?
Yeah, like,
why? Okay. Why would you want to admit to it and know. Then, like, risk going to jail for the rest of your life?
I don't know. People are dumb. So, apparently there were more than 50 people that admitted to the crime. But none of them were ever arrested or put on trial for it. And there was one person that was arrested for this. And that was Red Manley, who I'm sure you remember from the beginning. He was the married dude that she was, like, in love with.
He was one that confessed?
No, he was arrested for it. Oh, okay, he was the only one that was ever arrested for it.
Oh, okay.
He was apparently even paraded in front of the press in handcuffs. But he passed every lie detector test. And was eventually cleared of all suspicion. However, okay, like, lie detector tests and stuff, not very reliable.
No, not at all.
Like, even a little bit.
Because even if you're nervous, it'll say you're lying.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah, and obviously I'd be nervous, like, in regards to...
No, I didn't! They're like, lying? No!
Yeah. Basically.
Exactly how it goes.
Yeah. Perfect, yes, thank you.
Because it's literally just based off of your, like... blood pressure and heart rate and stuff like that.
Yeah, and breathing. I have really high heart rate because I'm a nervous person.
I'd be freaking out too.
I know. Okay, but her body was in the end identified because of her run-in, apparently, with the law. Okay. Because they had her fingerprints on file from that.
Okay.
So that's how she was, in the end, realized that it was her. But we don't know who did it. We really just have no idea.
That sucks.
But it's terrifying, right?
It's extremely terrifying.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's one of her dates she went on.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely some of the thoughts, is that it was people that she was maybe seeing at the time. But there's so many, like, things that have happened there. So let me just read you some of the original suspects. Apparently, these people were considered to be viable suspects by the Los Angeles County District Attorney.
Okay.
Carl Bassinger, C. Welsh. This is a lot of names. I'm just going to skip to a prominent one. Dr. George Hodel. So he was an American physician, and apparently they charged him, well, obviously with the suspect. He was never charged of the crime, but came to a wider attention as the suspect. After his death, he was accused by his son of killing her and other murders.
Dr. Hodel?
He was a physician, yeah. Yeah, he was a doctor. So that also could be a reason.
Why American Horror Story did it, like, as a doctor?
Yeah, but also, like, it was such a clean thing. Like, it had to be someone that knew medical stuff. This is him. Doesn't he look creepy?
Yeah.
Oh, he died May 16th, 1999. So he died when I was 4 days old. He knew I was here. I was coming.
I was coming.
So he also was a suspect in the death of his secretary, whose name was Ruth Spalding, but he was also not charged. And he was accused of raping his own daughter.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's sad.
So he fled the country.
So are these all accusations, or did they actually happen?
They're accusations. Mm. Yeah, they're just all so accusations. Sad. But that was one of the... I know. That was one of the most prominent suspects, though. We also have, in quotes... The queer woman surgeon.
What? Oh, what? Lesbian surgeon? Is that what it's
saying? I guess, basically. Or just queer. I don't know. She's referred to as that person is referred to as the queer woman surgeon in Los Angeles. Oh, in the Los Angeles District Attorney files on the case. Because news stories at the time implied that she was a lesbian or a bisexual. But the district attorney files states bluntly that Short had no use for queer. So I don't know much about that one. So we're just not going to talk about it.
All right.
So now we have Dr. Patrick.
You left me hanging.
You are welcome. We have Dr. Patrick S. O'Reilly. You know.
O'Reilly. Auto parts.
Ow!
I was gonna do it, but yours is
good. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to?
No, I was great.
Do you want to redo it?
It was great.
Are you sure?
I like it.
Okay. So this is what he looks like.
Is it just a drawing?
No, I think it was a picture. Just really old.
Low quality old picture.
Well, this is in the 40s, Jeanette.
The 40s still had good pictures.
Okay.
Better than that.
I think
that's a drawing.
Okay, so anyway, he was also a doctor who had known Elizabeth Short through a guy named Mark Hansen, and apparently he was really close friends with Hansen and frequented a nightclub that he owned around the time of the murder, which was in Malibu.
Okay.
And he also allegedly, in quotes, attended sex parties at Malibu.
Oh.
I don't want to know what that is, but he was convicted of assault with a deadly weapon for taking his secretary to a motel, this is all in quotes, and sadistically beating her to almost death for apparently no other reason than to satisfy his sexual desires without intercourse. Oh. So this dude's a piece of shit.
Ugh.
Easily put.
Gross.
Yeah, so... that's one of the other suspects there.
That is disgusting.
Isn't it? I know. All of this is just... it makes me so sad that it was never... the person was never caught. So now we have Mark Hansen. Okay? So he was a Hollywood nightclub owner at... and she lived at his house. Basically. His girlfriend, Ann Toth... shared a room with her in the house, which was near his nightclub. And I'm just going to read this word for word real quickly. What?
Oh, I just find that weird.
I don't know. Short called Hansen from San Diego on January 8th, making him one of the last people known to have spoken to her. Los Angeles County District Attorney files indicate that Hansen made contradictory statements to authorities about the nature of this conversation. Okay, look. Just keep a straight story, dude.
Yeah, I don't...
like, just keep a straight story. An address book embossed with Hansen's name was among Short's belongings mailed to the Los Angeles Examiner after her murder by someone claiming to be the killer. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so he's one of the suspects. He also died of natural causes in 1964. So it doesn't seem as though he has as bad of a rep as the other people. You know, because those other ones were really,
Right.
Yeah. So next we have Jacob Edward Fisk.
Bisk?
Fisk.
Oh, Fisk.
Man, I really emphasized that and you didn't even get it.
I know.
Goodness gracious. Okay, so I actually couldn't find too much on him, but let me just see what I have here. Apparently he committed the murder by traveling through time.
Oh, what?
Why I had this dude in my notes? I don't know.
What?
I thought I had not had him in here, so we're just going to go on to this last one, who was... This one was apparently very unlikely.
Did he claim to go through time?
I think so.
They're like, nah, this guy can't be it.
They're like, it's him. Okay, so this last person that we're going to talk about, his name is Bugsy Siegel. And basically, this is the most unlikely one. And the reason that he was, you know, accused was because he was a mobster that was somehow associated with her. So they thought that he had killed her for, you know, that gang reason.
Okay.
Yeah. But those are basically the main suspects. We have a lot of suspects there, but those are just the main ones that we have.
Wow.
Yeah, so there were also some new suspects, such as Walter Bailey, who lived one block south of the vacant lot in which her body was found, and then he left his wife in October 1946. His daughter was a friend of her sister and had been the matron of honor at her wedding.
Oh.
Yeah, that was just one of them. He was also titled a top medical man and a fine surgeon.
A fine surgeon. I like how they're all doctors.
Yeah, well, that's probably one of the reasons that they kept being convicted was because they were doctors.
Yeah.
Just because of that. Another suspect is Norman Chandler.
Chandler.
Yes. So it's apparently claimed in the 2005 book, The Black Dahlia Files, The Mob, The Mogul, and The Murder That Transfixed Los Angeles, that he had impregnated her while she was working as a call girl, which led to the murder, which led to her murder by our dude, Bugsy Siegel. Yeah. And the book claims that she was a prostitute. What? Wolf's claim that Short was a prostitute is at odds with the Los Angeles County District Attorney files, which plainly states that she was not pregnant. Yeah, because there was, like, no sign of that. It said in her autopsy file that her uterus was normal-sized, so there was no way that she was pregnant.
Yeah.
So that's why Bugsy, my man Bugsy, was one of the least common suspects. Not least common, but least likely suspects. All right, so Leslie Dillon was a 27-year-old bar hop, an aspiring writer, and a former mortician's assistant who became a suspect whenever he began writing to Los Angeles Police Department psychiatrist. He was living in Florida, but had recently lived in Los Angeles. And he mentioned an intense interest in sadism and sexual violence.
Hmm.
You know, in the letters. There's a lot of other stuff for him, though. But yeah, those are basically the main suspects. So my personal thoughts on it was probably the first guy that we talked about, George Hodel.
Yeah.
Also, just because of his track record.
Yeah.
Like...
Or the mobster.
Yeah.
But then again, mobsters just shoot you and then move on.
Yeah, it was very... And Sounds weird, but he wasn't a doctor. Like, how would he do that?
Yeah.
One of the people that thought to do it was a guy named the Lipstick Killer.
What?
So his name was William Hirons. This is like a very common theory, but he convinced three murders in 1946, which is, you know, about the time that happened. He is one of the suspects for it. Which,
did he kill people like that with their lips?
I don't believe so. No.
What's he called, the Lipstick Killer?
I'm not too sure. I haven't done too much research on him. But he's also one of the people that was accused of killing her. So.
Well, shoot, if he's already a...
Yeah, well, he confessed to three, though. If he didn't confess to her, I'm pretty sure he was open with his confessions.
Yeah.
So, kind of like...
Because usually if they get caught, then they get to brag about how they killed him and stuff.
Yeah, they've already been caught. Like, yeah. Why not? A good example of this is Jeffrey Dahmer, who blatantly told the entire story of everything that he did. And there were some things that he just said, oh, I didn't do that. And because he had admitted to most other things,
they were like,
they were like, all right, guess you didn't do that. Because he was so open about it. Which is also, by the way, something terrifying about Jeffrey Dahmer. Mm-hmm. Because you can listen to him say what he did to people.
That's gross.
It's awful. Absolutely awful.
I like how we mentioned Jeffrey Dahmer in like the past like 5 episodes.
Well, I just finished the... I'm sorry.
Morbid.
Yeah. I just finished their series on Jeffrey Dahmer that they did. It was 3 parts, and their last part just came out like a couple days ago. So it's still fresh.
Right.
On the mind. But yeah. That is the tragic murder of Elizabeth Short, or the Black Dahlia.
Wow. I honestly didn't know about that.
Really?
Really.
That one's very infamous. Like, I know, they mention it in Spider-Man.
What?
Yeah, because Zendaya's character, whose name I forgot, her favorite flower is the Black Dahlia because of the murder.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It sounds like something I'd do, though. I don't...
It's true. You're like, oh, I love this flower. It's so pretty.
Reminds me of murder.
Why do you like it? Murder.
Sad. Yeah, I don't... But yeah, well. That...
Well,
there you go. So,
no,
I want to know what you think about it. What do you think?
I mean, honestly, it was probably one of the
doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was so precise and
just kind of scary.
Terrifying.
It
kind
of makes me think like if like doctors are actually into that. All of them, obviously.
No, not
but
all.
Like
But I'm sure that some people may allegedly get their medical license to do things that are awful.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. But...
No, I do believe that's a thing, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, either that or the guy who time traveled.
Oh, yeah. No, I think he was a really solid...
I think that was him. I don't know why they didn't just capture him. He's gonna do it again.
Oh, be careful.
He could time travel to us right now.
Sir, listen... I'm sorry if we offended you. Please don't time travel and come get us.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think he'd do it before we even mentioned him on the podcast, so I think we're safe.
It's true.
You know? All right. Well, there you go.
If y'all, thank y'all for listening. I was about to say, if y'all have something to say about it or something, then email us. But then I was like, wait, that's a bad transition into the email.
If you have theories on who killed her, email us at horrorslumberparty@gmail.com.
And you can also give us input.
You're doing so good right
now. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm so
tired. I think you're just thinking about it still. Like, it's just
probably
still on your mind. And well, it's just, yeah.
But, I mean, they know the drill by now. If y'all...
It's the 15th episode. Oh, my gosh.
That's weird.
It's a lot.
Oh, excuse that. I was just so shook that...
You were. You just had to, like, sneeze, cough. Do I say bless you? Bless
no.
you?
No.
Okay.
It was just a cough. It's
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
But yeah, anyways, follow us on Instagram at...
Horror Slumber Party Podcast.
And Twitter.
Party_horror.
And... That's it?
That's it. You can follow our Facebook page, which I haven't finished setting up yet. So maybe don't. but you can.
We'll get back to the next episode when it's hopefully set up.
So. And we are also available on, like, every platform now, which is awesome. Except, I believe, Stitcher, maybe?
I don't even know what that is.
So we've made it. We're fine.
Not meaning to drag it, but I really don't know what that is.
Also, thank you to our new followers, because we've gained a few new followers.
Oh my gosh, hey, British people.
Yeah, and Scottish people.
And Australian. Clear.
No, we don't think we have any Australian.
Hopefully we get some.
If you're from Australia, please email us and just say clear.
That's it, just clear. That's the title of this episode.
And that's all that's in the story. What?
The text? That's the title of this episode. It's clear.
Clear.
Clear. Anyways.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed this story. Good night and scary dreams.
Bye.